Behind the rest came a man of about 30, a rather dashing figure, except that one of his eyes was turned slightly toward the other. He was held more securely than his fellows, with a foot chain so long it was coiled around his body and two iron collars on his neck, one to which the fetter was attached, the other linked to an iron bar across his waist, to which his hands were also manacled. When Don Quixote inquired why he was chained in this unusual manner, the guard replied that he had committed more crimes than all the other prisoners combined, and that even now there was no telling when he might escape. "If you have anything to give us, sir," this prisoner said, "give it to us now, and then good riddance. We've had enough of your prying into other people's lives. As to my own, know that I am Guinea de Pasamonte, whose life has been written with these very hands." "It's true," said one of the guards. "He's written his life story and told it well to boot. He pawned his book in jail for 200 gold coins." "And I intend to redeem it," said Guinea,